o'clock hour
of Wilde and Tausch
begins now. Tausch, are you a Belichick guy?
Yes.
You think you would have loved playing for him?
I don't know if I would have loved playing for him, but I would have loved winning.
Yeah, you would have. ESPN.com with a lengthy story that the New York Post was kind enough to summarize for me in a shorter version. And that short version is Bill Belichick might have gotten screwed by Robert Kraft. The story outlines Bill Belichick being a candidate for the Falcons head coaching job. We agree that Belichick surpassed Vince Lombardi as the greatest coach in NFL history, or do we not agree on that?
I mean, I think from a Packer fan standpoint, that's a hard thing to say.
But
I'm a results guy, and Bill Belichick has 6 championships with the New England Patriots. Lombardi, what did Lombardi have? 2 Super Bowls and how
5
many
total titles. Yeah, different era. No free agency. Numbers. Lots of other challenges.
Sure.
But according to the story, Robert Kraft called Falcons owner Arthur Blank to warn him not to trust Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
One source told ESPN that Kraft was, quote, a big part of why the Falcons passed on the 72-year-old Belichick to hire Raheem Morris instead. You saw this before I did. What did you make of that?
I think it just shows you how much politicization and power hungry NFL owners are, and how, I guess, it's just so cutthroat. Like, we all know that the NFL is a big boy business, and it is. You're going to get your heart ripped out. The fact that your time with Belichick has run its course, which I think we all agree was the right move.
Mm-hmm.
And he had all of the success that he had and had full control. I think Kraft wants to make sure he gets his flowers and his shine on this whole era. And it's not just Belichick. And I think he, while Belichick is not the most cuddly dude, no question about it, I don't think the Patriots win all those if he is. And then Belichick in that same article kind of goes through, maybe, you know, you do it a different way. I don't know if he knows a different way. So I just thought this painted. I watched Dynasty with the Crafts. It's their production.
Joan Collins.
Take that for what it's worth. It painted Belichick in a very poor light. And, yeah, I think Belichick, a lot of people are not big fans. I think he is not for everybody. But the NFL is the ultimate meritocracy, and it's the ultimate championship or bust. He did it. And to diminish and to consistently do that, I think is a pretty poor look by Bob Kraft and then Jonathan Kraft. I hope that this isn't going to be the case because I'm pulling for Elliott Wolf because I'm a huge fan of the Wolf family. I am rooting for them to win it everywhere they go. But if Jonathan Kraft's running the show, Jonathan Kraft's a third base cat, man. He didn't hit a triple.
Right.
Be very careful, is what I would say.
This, I think, is my favorite sentence in the story. Belichick first had a one-on-one chat with Blank aboard the Falcons owner's $180 million super yacht in Antigua on January 15th. And Blank came away from the meeting thinking, this is my guy, a source close to Belichick told ESPN. Belichick was said to be blindsided by not being hired as the new Falcons coach. Let me ask you this about ulterior motives. Do you tank Bill Belichick's chances of getting the Falcons job so he doesn't go to have success with Atlanta? And then it looks like, well, look, he confirmed that he's a great coach. He went and won a Super Bowl or made a Super Bowl with one of the teams we beat in the Super Bowl, and we want to get more credit than him, so we're tanking his chance at another gig?
Yeah, I think that's a part of it. And I would think, normally I would say, no, this guy's a billionaire and he's, you know, built the Patriots up and all this other stuff. But you have to remember, man, these cats are petty and egotistical beyond belief. So for as much as you could say all the positive things, that Bob Kraft deserves a lot of credit, he stayed out of the way. He let Belichick cook, and it worked, and they won a ton. And for that, he deserves all the credit in the world. But how this all played out, do I think that Bob Kraft wanted Bill Belichick to go and win a championship? He did not want Tom Brady to go win a championship in Tampa.
Right.
And then he acted like he was doing some kind of, you know, huge peace treaty that he kept those two together for as long as they did. So ownership has got to be a selfless deal. It can't just be about, you know, you and what you've accomplished. You let other people tell you how great you are. You don't need to put a documentary out and tell us how great you are. And when you start doing that,
qualifications
people take notice.
Guy.
And if you notice, a lot of players are coming to the defense of Bill Belichick on this. Now, not Brady, because Brady is portrayed like the savior in that movie. But I think Bob Kraft's shine is starting to wear off. And if they need to get this right, and if they don't, what do you think people are going to say? Well, yeah, well, you can't do jack without Belichick. Just like Belichick has got to try and reprove that he could do it without Brady. Probably not going to happen, but you just forget. This is a great reminder of the monstrosity of egotisticalness that happens in this NFL. And this is point A, because you can't have more success than this group had. And instead of it being, wow, this was awesome, let's all root for each other, you got three people shoving knives in people's backs and saying,
Julius Caesar.
Oh, yeah, no, it's about me. I did this. Without me, we ain't doing it. I hate to tell you this, Bob, Johnny. Without Belichick and Brady, ain't doing any of it. And I think the thing players are always upset about is they always get the short of it because the franchise, and that's why Michael Jordan was pissed off at Jerry Krause, because what did Krause say?
Franchise.
It ain't about the players. It's about the organization. I'll have to check with Waddle and Sylvie. How much playoff success have they had since Pippen and Jordan and Rodman walked out those doors?
No, none.
I don't think it's been a ton organizational. Come on now.
Bob Kraft told Arthur Blank, you'll never have a warm conversation with Belichick. Kraft found Bill to be extremely difficult and obstinate and kind of stubborn and in the end not worthy of his trust and also very, very, that's the quote, arrogant. Yeah, no blank, blank. But the dude won six titles.
That's what you hired. That's what you hired and that's what you promoted the entire time. And now all of a sudden because you're not winning, and again it just goes back to winning. Just win. Because you know what? He put up with Spygate. He put up with Deflategate. He put up with all the junk that came with it because they won and it made him look good. So I would bet that if you ask Bill Belichick, and he won't say this, I would bet he'd flip those quotes back on old Bob probably in the same way. And that I could feel fairly confident would be the case.
It's an interesting story. You can check out in its entirety at ESPN.com. I want to get to something from our friend Mel Kiper. He put out his latest mock draft. I'd like to get to that coming up. We'll see if we can. I don't know if Bill Belichick will take any sort of legal action against Bob Kraft for submarining him with his chance with the Atlanta Falcons. I don't think this is where David Gruber and Gruber Law Offices specialize, but anytime I have a legal question, David's the one I go to. Gruber-Law.com is the website to find out more about the firm, find out how they can help you if you've been injured in an accident, or just give them that one call, that's all. 414-276-6666, 414-276-6666. Gruber Law Offices. One call. That's all. More Wildy and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
You're listening to Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella at 855-PELLA-WI or visit online at PellaWI.com/radio.
We'll get get to the mock draft from Mel Kiper tomorrow, because I want to delve further into that. And barring any marital controversy about taking bites out of pizza tomorrow, we can start there. Jesse sent me some information, though, about the Bucks series that I found very, very, very interesting.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What do you got going on Friday? I know you're not on the show. You going to the Bucks game?
Yeah. No, no Bucks game. Hockey talk.
Oh, well then, this might actually be bad news for you. Because you are the king of the early kickoff, early tip time, right? You do not like late kickoffs,
yeah.
Late tip times. The Bucks and the Pacers will tip off game one on Friday.
Nope, hang on.
I think they play Sunday.
Yeah. Game one is Sunday, game two is Tuesday, game three is Friday.
So you're giving me the game three start time? That's what I'm excited about?
We've got the first
A week from Friday?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. Got anything else, Jesse?
What? Well, now we got to share it. So game one is Sunday at 6 o'clock at Fiserv.
That works with your schedule?
It's great for me.
You're talking to me or
good
Jesse?
For you. It's all about you.
It's all about you, Tosh. Yeah.
Okay. No, it's not all about me.
Game one works.
6 o'clock's fine.
Game one, 6 o'clock tip time. Good for you.
Game two is Tuesday.
Yep, on Friday. So the first game is Friday.
No.
Right, Jesse?
Oh,
no. First game is Sunday.
Game one, Sunday at 6. Game two, Tuesday at 7:30.
How you feel about that tip time?
Yeah.
Do we get Reggie Miller on that game?
No, NBA TV. Unsure who the announcers will be for that one.
The Bucks are relegated to NBA TV. That's embarrassing, by the way.
Then game three.
There's the big one.
Is Friday. A week from
Friday. Oh, so they do play on Friday. Oh, just
not this Friday,
okay.
Though, apparently.
Mm-hmm. NFL Draft Friday. How about that? At 4:30 p.m.
How's that work for your schedule?
That's fine. Yeah, I mean, playoff time I watch, baby. I'm gonna find time.
Yeah,
because I am
watching the Pelicans and the Lakers last night.
But I'll say this, and I tweeted this earlier. I'm nervous about this first-round series, and I think all Bucks fans should be. None of us are super, ooper, duper, booper confident in what's happening.
They don't know when they're going to have their best player.
Yeah, well, it helps that it's you got 2 weeks to Friday before you play. All right?
Mm-hmm.
If things go south and the Milwaukee Bucks get knocked out in the first round, whether it's in five games or seven, whatever it is, I found our trading partner for Dame. Dame ain't happy here.
Trade time.
It hadn't worked. We're going to trade him to the Golden State Warriors. That's what we're going to do.
Who are we getting for him?
Kuminga. We're going to get Kuminga. We're going to get a couple other young wings that can play some D and some draft picks. We're going to recoup a little bit, get some youth back, and we're going to get Kuminga. That's who I want.
Have we put this into the trade machine? Getting after me.
I can tell you I'm going to be saving this just like we did last year so we don't have to go scavenger hunting for Tausch's ridiculous trade scenario when it actually happens.
Do we have a Kuminga GIF ready then? Kuminga. I thought maybe they'd get the guy from Wisconsin. Don't you want him back? Brandon Podzemski?
Podzemski, I think is how you say it. That's tough.
You don't
want
him?
Maybe he'll be a part of it. It's going to have to be a haul to get Dame out of here. We're going to have to get a haul. But I think Golden State is tailor-made for this whole operation. Last push with Steph. Dalla Dame would probably be happy going back there. It all makes sense.
Okay. There you have it. There's the trade machine. 4:30 tip time. Not this Friday, a week from Friday.
Is it IPT to be talking trades when we haven't even played a game yet in the playoffs?
This is the NBA world we live in, and you're diving headfirst into it.
Yeah,
like, it's all about drama and personnel moves and very little for the casual fan, actual basketball. Like Justin Garcia is an outlier. He loves to talk actual ball.
Yeah.
And you'd rather talk about where they trading Dame before game one of the series.
Yes, that's correct. Yep.
Okay.
That is a loser's mentality.
It's like Johnson & Sons Paving asking, which asphalt, substandard asphalt company can we trade Tausch to before he's even taken part in his first project? That's what that's like.
So I have Jason's fun fact here because we have not been able to get back in touch. We're a couple boxes back. We're going to finish this bad boy up. And Jason's fun fact is, takes about 7 reps to commit something to your long-term memory. For me, you probably double that. It probably needs 14.
You couldn't
maybe
just take a picture of this and send it to me?
Maybe that means you need to come out to 7 job sites this summer. And what I found, I need to take better notes. Johnson & Sons is telling me, take better notes. So what do they give me? This little bad boy. A beautiful little hand-stitched, leather-bound book from Johnson & Sons Pavings. And if you want to visit with me, you want old T to come out there and fix up your yard. Get that driveway fixed up, or probably the potholes with all this weather, that big storm last night. Sediment's moving all over the place. Give Johnson & Sons Paving a call. With 2 decades of experience, we are ready for the challenge that winter has left behind. All of those potholes, damages to car, bad aesthetics, you name it. You can get those impacted asphalt areas patched up completely, or you replace it with Johnson & Sons, and that's where Old T comes into it. You want me to come out there? You got till the 31st of May to book an appointment at JohnsonAndSonsPaving.com. And Old T's got now, he's got a binder. He's got a hard hat. He's got sunflower seeds. He's got a vest. He's got orange cones. He's ready to get out to work. Hit to JohnsonAndSonsPaving.com to get me ready to go.
Breaking news from the NBA. Jontay Porter has been banned from the NBA for life. It's a long time. That's forever.
Not for 2 weeks. Not for a decade.
Not until after breakfast.
Now.
Forever. That's the breaking news from the NBA. Quoting from the NBA's announcement, the league investigation found that prior to the Raptors' March 20th game, Porter disclosed confidential information about his own health status to an individual he knew to be an NBA bettor. Another individual with whom Porter associated and knew to be an NBA bettor subsequently placed an $80,000 parlay proposition bet with an online sports book to win $1.1 million, wagering that Porter would underperform in the March 20th game. So his NBA career is over.
Welcome to gambling in the big boy world, NBA.
Indeed. You're right again.
Something tells me we won't hear a lot more about this story, though. Something tells me.
We will hear about Woe Nelly, and we'll do it next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
You're listening to Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and sponsored by American Family Insurance.
Let's get right to it. Time now for Woe Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Woe Nelly
on Wildy and Tausch.
Remember former Milwaukee Bucks player Dante DiVincenzo?
I do remember him.
Yeah.
Plays for the Knicks.
Great
now.
Season he had.
Great season with the New York Knicks. So one of the prime candidates.
Could use his youth and athleticism on the wing.
Right probably. One of the prime candidates for the NBA's Most Improved Player Award this year.
Oh.
However, he is ineligible to win the award.
Why?
Well, here's what happened. So, DiVincenzo played in 81 of New York's 82 games this year. But because he didn't appear for more than 20 minutes in many of those games, he has played in fewer than 65, which is a new rule enacted by the NBA this year. which means he didn't play in enough games to qualify for postseason awards. This was mostly designed for the star players who were sitting games out would be ineligible to win the MVP award. But by a strange situation here, DiVincenzo ineligible for the most improved player award because not playing 20 minutes in a game counts as not playing in that game per the standards of the award. My question to you, should the NBA, if he's a clear candidate to win this award, retroactively change the rules to accommodate him, or rules are rules, no bending them at this stage?
I just think in our society as a whole, a little more common sense would be awesome. But one person's common sense is another person's that's ridiculous. So rules are rules, man. Tough break, Dante. Can't get it. I hate it, but that's where we're at in society. So for as much as I'd like to say, well, no, you know what? For this guy, we should bend the rules because he's earned it. Yeah, change the rules, brother. Change the rules.
I'm not a fan of changing rules. Rules are rules. I am curious to Tausch's point, as he often does on this program, a better point than even the question that's asked. And that is, did the Bucks screw up by moving on from Dante DiVincenzo prematurely? Dante DiVincenzo, if you remember, and correct me if I'm wrong, NBA expert Mark Tauscher, basketball guy.
Sure.
Didn't they initially trade him in that sign and trade for Bogdan Bogdanovic? And then that was voided, or he went somewhere else. And they ended up having to give up a second round pick for tampering. And then they eventually traded him a year later. And I think the Bucks in that trade ended up with Serge Ibaka.
That was the Serge Ibaka era, yeah.
Which I don't remember a whole lot of the Serge Ibaka era.
Yeah, he never played. He didn't play much.
Sounds to me like he's a guy that you would like to still have on this team. So,
yeah, but then you're going to be paying him big money. So I get it. And you're trying to win now. That's the deal. Uh-huh. And Dante is not Dante. Dante wasn't Dante then. What
True.
He is now.
True.
So, gas prices yesterday aren't today's prices and blah, blah, blah. You guys know my whole shtick on this. So, do you want to let him develop for 3 years where you maybe don't end up getting a chip? I don't know.
Mm.
It's real easy from the cheap seats, Lewis. Sitting here telling us how you get the guns back from people.
Is
and how
the
you
view
do all
pretty good from
deals.
The cheap seats, AJ?
So the view's good from the cheap seats, Lewis.
AJ.
Dante. Horsty. But you know what? Horsty had to make moves to win a chip now. So I'm not going to sit here and denigrate him for trading a Dante DiVincenzo that is not the Dante DiVincenzo from today.
Horsty?
Yeah.
Whoa, Nelly!
Okay. I feel like, correct me if I'm wrong, wasn't Dante DiVincenzo on the championship team?
Yeah, he was hurt. He was hurt.
But he was on the roster, right?
But he wasn't available.
Okay.
Whoa, Nelly!
The view's pretty good from the cheap seats, AJ.
Horsty. Speaking of the NBA playoffs, the aforementioned Golden State Warriors fell last night to the Sacramento Kings. They are out before the real postseason even begins. They are donezo. Klay Thompson is set to become an unrestricted free agent at season's end, which for them is now. Is the Warriors' reign, the Warriors' dynasty, the Warriors' era of basketball donezo, Tausch?
Yeah, this era is. And by the way, hell of a run. I'm not going to sit here and besmirch them because they didn't win 15 chips. They got four chips. Four. That's a hell of a run. So kudos to Steph and to everybody over there. They did it. They've had a great run. Klay's washed. There's nothing wrong with saying it, man. You're washed. Doesn't mean you still can't contribute, but you're not a max guy that has been the Clay that you were. You've been dinged up. You had a bunch of major injuries. He's getting old. It happens. Let's not be all sad about it. Let's enjoy and embrace the greatness that Clay and the Warriors put together. Kudos to y'all. Can't wait for the book to come out when the ownership is getting after Steve Kerr, because Steve Kerr's getting too much credit for the championships that he brought.
Did you watch that game too? Did you just spend your whole night watching NBA basketball?
I watched a little bit of the end of the Lakers game, and NBA that was the extent of my NBA last night.
Okay. Well, I just thought maybe
they got this thing. It's called Highlights. There's a show called Sports Center that kind of give you a really good. It's like a Cliff Notes version, where you get a good Cliff Notes version of what actually happened.
Have I irritated you in some way?
Whoa, Nelly!
Hey, Johnny Condescension. Have I irritated you in some way? They got this thing called Highlights. It's a show called Sports Center.
Well, you're sitting here acting like I watched 7 hours of NBA hoops. I didn't watch. I watched like 5 minutes.
I'm not acting like you did. I asked you if you did.
Okay, no. So if you want to get into the condescending game, you said, what'd you do last week? I watched 15 hours of NBA?
I don't think that's what I said.
Jesse,
as an NBA expert, I was curious if you watched all those games because we got the text about Reggie Miller being an idiot. We got all that. I was curious if you, because it's the playoffs, wake me in March when it comes to college basketball.
It's not really the playoffs. If we're being fair, it's not.
Now, wait a minute. You can't be out here saying the play-in tournament's the best thing the NBA has done. And then say it's not really the playoffs.
So did the Golden State Warriors make the playoffs?
Yes.
No, they made the play-in. They didn't make the playoffs.
And the difference
and now they played out.
The difference, was it a postseason game or not?
It was.
It was after the season was over.
But it wasn't the playoffs.
No, it's the play-in.
This is the line. It's not a playoff game, but it's a postseason game.
So postseason and playoffs are not synonyms, is what we have established.
Did the Badgers make the playoffs? Did the Badgers make the playoffs?
No. Wow. Okay.
Well, they didn't. They made a bowl game.
I'm sold.
They played in the postseason, but they didn't play in the playoffs.
I'm sold.
But the men's basketball team made the playoffs, even though we don't call it
the
playoffs.
Yep, they did make the playoffs.
Had they played in the first four, would they have made the playoffs?
No.
They're part of the 68-team field, but they're not in the playoffs.
They would have been in the play-in tournament. Yeah, they would have been in the play-in tournament.
Now, is the Big Ten tournament, that would be the postseason, but not the playoffs.
Oh, my God.
You're starting to get it. You're starting to understand.
I'm on board.
So, Jason, I watched the game last night, the last couple minutes of that Laker game. It didn't say on the court, welcome to the NBA postseason. It said, welcome to the play-in. So, I don't know. You could talk to whatever that building is. That's what they said. I don't know.
They did not play at Crypto.com Arena, from what I understand.
Hey, condescend that, old boy. Bullhorn University or whatever you called that place last night.
The Cow Palace.
Cowbell Arena.
The Cow Palace.
Cow Palace, yeah. Surprised the Lakers didn't throw that game intentionally last night to avoid playing the Nuggets.
Yeah, that's what Greeny wanted. Gesundheit.
This feels like a good time to tell us about Quick Trip and change the subject.
Well, it's baseball season, so it's time for me and you to take a quick trip to the ballpark. For every $200 you spend at Quick Trip with Quick Rewards, you'll earn a free ticket to a Brewers game of your choice. That's right. Big savings and free Brewers tickets. Put me in, coach. Visit the Quick Rewards app and click on the Fan Zone button on the app's home screen to opt in, and you can start redeeming your tickets today. You can redeem up to 6 Brewers tickets at a time. So, like Jesse does it, you go in, you stuff your face, maybe even get leftovers from the little sampling station, and head down to the Brewers game. Double the points, double the happiness. Blackout dates and upgrade fees may apply. See quicktrip.com/ballpark to learn more.
Didn't realize we had brought back the Tito's read. Pour me in, coach. We'll wrap things up next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Sponsored by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Go. This may be the longest we've gone to pay one off. Joining us tomorrow, scheduled to appear after purchasing out from under me on eBay when I thought I had negotiated with the seller to just sell me the 2000 Mel Kiper draft guide. One Jen Latta purchased like seven of these guides, including the 2001, ponied up $100 plus so we can find out if Mark Tauscher is indeed in that book. Mel Kiper called, left the voicemail.
This is for Mark Tauscher, or Tausch, as they say.
I am inclined to believe that Mel went back, looked in his library, did not have to go to eBay to get it, and confirmed. He had the detail that he projected you as a sixth-round pick.
I think you're going to be right about that. I think old T might be maybe eating some crow, and then I'll give the leftovers to Jesse.
And he'll take one bite out of it.
With the negativity, you are trying to destroy my career of 46 years, and I don't appreciate it.
We'll find out together tomorrow when Jen joins us. That's it for today. Thanks for coming along for the ride. Thanks to Homer. Thanks to Bulaga. Thanks to Becca for the partially eaten pizza that she didn't get to have. And thanks to you. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.